ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea is in mourning with the sad news that one of the country's conjoined twins has passed away. Sawong and Tom captured the nation's attention when they were born connected at the abdomen exactly 2 months ago. They were flown to Port Moresby for treatment. Then last week, they travelled onwards to Sydney for urgent surgery. Tragically, Tom passed away on Sunday following 7 hours of surgery, and his brother Sawong is recovering and is in a critical but stable condition. Papua New Guineans have paid tribute to Tom, with Prime Minister James Marape saying his government is committed to paying the medical bills for the twins.
Well, I want to thank Australia government also, those who took care of the twins in the transportation down hospitals here in Australia. Unfortunately, one could not survive the operation. We're looking at taking care of the surviving twin. As a government, gave assurance that the medical bills will be picked up in terms of the full total bills. And I want to say thank you to Australian government. Based on our assurance, they're able to facilitate the quick transfer to hospital. So to the parents, we absolutely did our best.
Meanwhile, pilot Jürgen Rue, who flew the twins from Morobe province to Port Moresby, says the surviving twin, Sawong, is in an induced coma but is recovering.
7 hours into the surgery, Tom was separated from Sawong, and as expected, he passed on soon after. And then it took another 5 hours to put Sawong back together. So it was a total. The team was totally on the ground for about 12 hours.
How are the parents doing? We understand that you're with them there, and we just want to check in with them. How are they going?
For the parents, it has been a roller coaster, and obviously since Tom passed on and they were given the opportunity to hold him. For all these days now, there's been a roller coaster up and down. And the parents' view was from the very beginning, like if we remain in Papua New Guinea, in Port Moresby, there is absolutely no hope for the twins to survive. If Tom passes on attached to Sawong, then it would have been a very awful death for Tom. And it would have been an awful death for the parents to see. The parents just wanted to do something. They want to make sure something is done to try. Just try, doesn't matter of the outcome. And they would have accepted any outcome. And then I think the Sydney team came up about 10 days ago to Port Moresby to have a look at the twins and come up with a plan. And yes, they confirmed they are able to be separated. And so we've come down here basically when the situation deteriorates a little bit with Tom.
Can you just briefly tell us what is Sawong's condition like right now?
I think the condition is called critical and stable. Obviously, with the emergency separation, they didn't have time to stretch or grow any skin to close up Sawong. In normal circumstances, they would wait for a month or two, have procedures to stretch the skin for skin to be available to close. You know, Sawong's stomach will need some time to be fully closed. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why it is considered critical. A lot of the vital signs of Sawong have improved from yesterday to today. So we know he's heading uphill.
How long will Sawong remain in hospital for?
That's difficult to say. It will be probably more than a month to many months. Even for him to come out of the induced coma that he's in now, it will take more than a week to many weeks. Obviously, they can't wake him up now. He is on treatment for his for the pain he would have by now. So he can't be woken up because of the pain he would be in. So his stitches have to heal. He had a lot of procedures done. And whatever his stitches they gave him have to heal before he can wake up. But he is going, all the signs are, he's improving as much as he could improve. He's not level and he's not going downhill, but he's improving.
And that is family spokesperson Jürgen Rue, and he was speaking there to ABC's Henry Swartz.